Code of Ethics. Group Renault. Contents. Introduction from the Chairman. Preamble. Protection of employees. Protection of assets. Protection of customers. Protection of shareholders. Promotion of responsible citizenship in a global environment. Application procedures. Introduction from the Chairman. Dear Sir or Madam. At its meeting on the 3rd of October 2012, Renault's Board of Directors approved the wording of the Group's Code of Ethics. Not only does this code supplement the laws and regulations that govern us and our business, it should also encourage everyone connected with the group and the company to conduct themselves in an exemplary fashion worthy of Renault employees. It pertains to all members of the group, irrespective of their rank, job or country in which they work. It summarizes the fundamental values of our company, which we are all bound to protect and uphold, values that must all embody. We are all responsible for compliance with laws, regulations and standards. We are all guardians of the moral and ethical principles that underpin our various professions. We all contribute to enhancing the reputation and promoting the internal and external image of our group. The Code of Ethics exists to remind us of this, to guide us and to help us make the right decisions. It is provided as a reference to clear up any uncertainties. Carlos Ghosn, Chairman and CEO. Preamble. The prosperity and development of a company depend to a great extent on the confidence it places in its social environment and inspires in its employees, customers, shareholders, partners and suppliers. The Code of Ethics reasserts the group's collective commitment to instill and develop this confidence. Its goal is to allow each individual, in his or her daily activities, to embrace the fundamental values upheld by its managers and employees, promoting the protection of its employees, safeguarding its assets, promoting responsible citizenship, protecting its customers and promoting its products and services. Respecting these values will thus help enhance the group's positive reputation and its performance. How is this code used? The code is a set of values and provisions which, though they cannot cover every possible circumstance, should help each person, according to his or her judgment and sense of responsibility, seek and take the correct decision in any given situation, in accordance with the laws and regulations applicable in the countries in which the group operates and the social, societal and environmental commitments undertaken by Renault 1. 1. Including the various commitments Renault has entered into, such as the United Nations Global Compact and the Renault Declaration of Employees' Fundamental Rights, or any subsequent text replacing it. 1. Protection of employees. Respect for people is a fundamental value at Renault. Each individual has a duty to contribute to the cohesion of the company by conducting professional relationships with both managers and colleagues that are open, loyal and respectful to all. As such, the group undertakes not to discriminate for any reason whatsoever in working relationships and in particular not to discriminate against persons on the grounds of gender or age, racial, social, cultural or national origin, union activity, sexual preference, disability, political opinion or religion. To recruit and promote its staff members according to their specific qualities and treat them with dignity, without favoritism and with due respect to their private life. To take the necessary measures to ensure that working conditions protect the health and safety of employees. To take the necessary measures to ensure the safety and protection of individuals. To comply with laws and regulations governing the protection of employees' personal data. 2. Protection of assets. Protection of tangible and intangible assets too. The safeguarding of the group's assets is key to its prosperity, which is of benefit to all employees. The group's employees are duty-bound to help protect and preserve its assets against all forms of deterioration and damage, theft or misappropriation and, in particular, not to use them for personal reasons. Respect for confidentiality. One of the means by which intangible assets are protected is by implementing and respecting confidentiality. The group's employees may hold information belonging to the group that must remain confidential insofar as its disclosure may be harmful to the group's interests. This information may relate to products, studies, technical projects, industrial data, commercial and financial plans, HR data and all elements that may involve intellectual property rights and know-how. Each individual must ensure that this information is not circulated outside the company or even communicated to persons employed within the company who are not authorized to obtain it, such as apprentices. The same applies to temporary workers, trainees and employees of service companies called upon to implement a service contract on one of the group's sites. Protection and enhancement of the group's image. The quality of the group's corporate image and the reputation of its products and services are necessary conditions for its long-term sustainability. The group's employees, aware of their importance, must help maintain its positive reputation and abstain from any disparaging act and from initiating or supporting any boycott action, negative communication, institutional campaign or any action unfavorable to the group, of any kind, including when using public social media. No external communication may be circulated by unauthorized persons. All communication must first be approved by the management, who must inform the competent authorities. To assets in this instance refers not only to tangible property such as buildings, facilities, machines, vehicles, equipment, computers, IT systems and supplies, but intangible assets such as intellectual property, know-how and the sensitive data we handle. 3. Protection of customers. The confidence placed by the group's customers in its business and products is one of the company's primary concerns. The confidence of customers is acquired and maintained, in particular, through stringent respect for their rights, preservation of their interests and a constant concern to undertake only those commitments that can be upheld and respected. To this end, the group and its employees undertake to comply with all rules, processes and technical and environmental requirements that govern the safety and quality of the group's products. Only deliver to customers and consumers verified and honest information about the products and services delivered and their characteristics. Comply with laws and regulations governing the protection of customers and or prospective customers' personal data. 4. Protection of shareholders. Information sharing. As with all forms of communication, whether pertaining to accounts, finance or management, within and outside the company, the integrity and sincerity of the information published are key to building the trust of its partners and the investors upon whom the group calls to finance its growth. Each employee concerned must take responsibility for the integrity and sincerity of the information. Similarly, on an annual basis, the Board of Directors, assisted by the Audit, Risks and Ethics Committee, CARE, ensures compliance with the principles and rules laid down by the group in this area. Prevention of insider trading. All managers, corporate officers and employees of the group in possession of insider information, on an occasional or permanent basis and regardless of their level of responsibility, must abstain from all trading activity conducted directly or through an intermediary, pertaining to the shares of Renault or Nissan or any company within the group to which the information relates, before said information is made public. The use, for personal ends, of insider information concerning the group or third parties, which a member of staff may have learned in the context of or while undertaking his or her activities, is not only contrary to professional ethics but may also constitute insider trading. 5. Promotion of responsible citizenship in a global environment. Political and religious activities. Employees who undertake political and/or religious activities shall do so outside the group, in a strictly private capacity, outside working hours and abstaining from any attempts at proselytizing. They shall under no circumstances invoke their employment by the group. Moreover, the group does not finance political parties or religious institutions. Relationships with third parties. Economic partners. The group wishes to foster loyal and equitable relationships with its economic partners, members of the sales network, financial partners, suppliers, etc. Suppliers. All services must be subject to competitive tendering and an order or contract, as well as a regular inspection of their appropriateness and compliance with changes in competition, according to the rules of the company's purchasing policy. Suppliers must only be selected according to their performance, assessed on the basis of objective criteria. This selection should also take into account ethical criteria applied internally by suppliers. In particular, the company shall ensure that its suppliers adhere to the fundamental rights of employees and the occupational hazard prevention policy in accordance with the principles laid down by Renault, and that they undertake to ensure that they are adhered to by their own suppliers. Non-commercial partners. Public relations, sponsorship and all other forms of non-commercial relationships must not be subject to favoritism. Recourse to intermediaries. Having recourse to agents, representatives, negotiators, advisors and consultants forms part of those acts which are necessary for the proper management of the group, thanks to the skills and assistance which such parties provide. The intervention of these intermediaries is only justified in this context after a rigorous selection procedure and provided that it gives rise to real services, it must be incorporated naturally into the legal framework. Their remuneration must be transparent and proportional to the services stipulated in the contract. Conflicts of interest, investments in external companies. The group's employees may be confronted with situations in which their personal interest, or the interests of natural persons or legal entities that they are associated with or in the management of which they are involved, may enter into conflict with the interests of the group. It shall be their responsibility in such cases to declare the conflict of interest to their line manager. Corruption and disguised rebates. No employee of the group may, directly or indirectly, accept or require any bribe or advantage of any kind, gift, invitation, etc. The group must not offer or give any bribes or other advantages, nor agree to any requests for the same. The group must not grant any rebate concerning part of the payment for performance of a contract to the employees of their contracting party, nor have recourse to any other practices, subcontracting, orders, etc., in order to make payments to officials, employees, relatives or associates of their contracting parties. Paid work. No paid work for an entity outside the group can be accepted if it is in conflict with the interests of the group. To avoid any difficulties, any full-time employee who wishes to conduct a professional activity outside the company must seek the prior approval of his or her manager. Corporate social and environmental responsibility. Corporate social responsibility. Corporate social responsibility is the framework based upon which the company implements the concepts of sustainable development. The group's employees undertake to incorporate social, environmental and economic concerns into their actions, taking the interests of all stakeholders into account, employees, customers, shareholders, suppliers, etc. Renault places four priority focus areas at the forefront of this voluntary undertaking: education, diversity, road safety and sustainable mobility. Corporate environmental responsibility. The commitment of all of the Group's employees to take into consideration and seek to reduce the negative impact of their activities on the environment as a whole is key to ensuring the company's sustainable development. The protection of the environment is thus a fundamental principle for the company. It is one that applies at all stages of its activities and is implemented by each employee. Application procedures. Useful contacts. Employees should address any questions regarding the application of the principles defined in this code to their line managers, if they deem the information received to be incomplete and unsatisfactory. They may contact the ethics department. In addition to the standard routes, line manager, human resources department, statutory auditors, etc., and for the financial, accounting, banking, anti-corruption and anti-competition fields, if an employee has good grounds for doubt or suspicion concerning practices that may have a seriously adverse effect on the company's business or incur its liability in these fields, a whistleblowing system is available on website of the Ethics Department. Shared Ethics. Implementation of Shared Ethics. The code is aimed at all employees of Renault and its subsidiaries and at corporate officers. The code and the NQWA3 system, Ethics in Practice, as well as the codes of ethics specific to each business activity area, constitute a process intended to help resolve the dilemmas employees may face in their work. This process may change and be supplemented by specific awareness-raising sessions. The code is available in the languages of the countries in which the group operates. The reference document in France is the French version. The English version is the reference document in all other countries. 3 NQWA, No Questions Without Answers. www.group.renault.com web link. Renault, 1315, Quillagallo, 92513 Boulogne-Billancourt Sedex, France, Tel, 33, 0176 840404.